This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
What's up, everyone? My name is Russell. And what time is it? It is Hero Time, in which I'll be bringing you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your hearing pleasure. Coming up this week, Will Smith resigned from the Academy amid the slap, Jim Carrey retires from acting, The Crow reboot is in the works with its Bill Skarsgård for the lead role, and The X-Files needed a new set of writers. But first up in our top story, coming from the folks of IGN, Will Smith has resigned from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences amid the continuing fallout from slapping Chris Rock live during the Oscars telecast, Variety reports. Smith released a statement saying that he, quote, betrayed the trust of the Academy and apologizing again for his actions. The list of those I have hurt is long and includes Chris, his family, many of my dear friends and loved ones, all those in attendance and global audiences at home, Smith said in a statement. I betrayed the trust of the Academy. I deprived other nominees and winners of their opportunity to celebrate and be celebrated for their extraordinary work. I am heartbroken. I want to put the focus back on those who deserve attention for their achievements and allow the Academy to get back to the incredible work it does to support creativity and artistry in film. He finished by saying that, quote, change takes time, and I am committed to doing the work to ensure that I never again allow violence to overtake reason. Smith's departure from the Academy means that he will no longer be able to vote for the awards in an official capacity. It does not, however, preclude him from attending the awards or winning another Oscar. Smith's resignation comes amidst the Academy's ongoing investigation into his actions last week, in which he slapped Rock after he compared Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, to G.I. Jane, the Demi Moore film, yelling at Rock to, quote, keep my wife's out of your mouth. Smith subsequently won the Oscar for Best Actor for his role in King Richard, where he seems to justify his actions during his acceptance speech. In the wake of the telecast, the Academy announced that it would be pursuing possible disciplinary action, including the possibility of suspension, expulsion, and other sanctions. The Academy said it asked Smith to leave, but this statement was later debunked. Smith previously apologized on Instagram, calling his behavior, quote, unacceptable and inexcusable. Up next, reports from IGN confirmed that actor and comedian Jim Carrey is considering retiring after starring in Sonic the Hedgehog 2. During an interview with Access Hollywood, transcribed by Variety, the 60-year-old actor revealed that his latest movie, a sequel to the family flick Sonic the Hedgehog, may be his last. Well, I'm retiring, he said. Yeah, probably. I'm being fairly serious. It depends. If the angels bring me some sort of script that's written in gold ink that says to me that is going to be really important for people to see, I might continue down the road, but I'm taking a break. Carrey shot to fame in 1994 with several breakout roles including Ace Ventura Pet Detective, The Mask, and Dumb and Dumber. Since then, he's carved out a career as the quintessential 90s rubber-faced funny man, following up his early successes with classics such as Liar Liar and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. He even nabbed a villainous role as the Riddler in the 1995 superhero film Batman Forever, whose unsanctioned buffoonery saved the movie. However, later years, he became known for his surprising depth. The leading role in Man on the Moon showcased what Carey was capable of as he stepped into the shoes of legendary comedian Andy Kaufman. If he does retire, it would make Sonic the Hedgehog 2 his somewhat unlikely final film. I really like my quiet life, and I really like putting paint on canvas, he said. I really love my spiritual life, and I feel like, and this is something you might never hear another celebrity say as long as time exists. I had enough. I'm done enough. I am enough. Carey's certainly been slowing down of late. His role as Dr. Robotnik in the first Sonic the Hedgehog movie, released way back in 2020, which was 2 years ago, was his first major studio role since 2014's Dumb and Dumber 2. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is in cinemas right now. Up next, IGN reports that the Crow reboot has been in the works for years and years, and now a new star and director have attached themselves to the project. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Bill Skarsgård, who you might know as Pennywise the Dancing Clown from the It reboot and its 2019 sequel, will star in a new take on The Crow from director Rupert Sanders. Sanders has helmed various action films like 2012's Snow White and the Huntsman and 2017's anime adaptation of Ghost in a Shell. The journey to get The Crow back on the big screen has been a long one. The first Crow movie, based on a comic book by James O'Barr, was released in 1994, but an on-set accident led to the death of star Brandon Lee. A sequel was released in 1996, along with two direct-to-video sequels in 2000 and 2025. But a proper film reboot hasn't materialized since the 1990s. Blade director Stephen Norrington was attached to a reboot before departing. Corin Hardy was taped as director for the reboot in 2017, with Aquaman star Jason Momoa set to star. But this version too failed to materialize after both left the project. Skarsgård and Sanders are the latest to tackle the reboot, and perhaps this time it will stick. After all, the Uncharted movie went through countless directors and stars before settling on Tom Holland and director Ruben Fleischer, who successfully brought Nathan Drake to the big screen earlier this year. The final reports of the day, reports coming from, you guessed it, IGN, states that The X-Files star Gillian Anderson has said that the only way she would consider a return as Dana Scully would be there if was a whole new set of writers responsible for the new stories. Speaking to Variety, Anderson discussed her time as Scully and why a lot would need to change for her to return, especially after Scully's pregnancy reveal. It just feels like such an old idea. I've done it. I did it for so many years. And it also ended on such an unfortunate note, Anderson said. In order to even begin to have a conversation about another season, there would need to be a new set of writers, and a baton would need to be handed on for it to feel like it was a new and progressive. So, yeah, it's very much in the past. Anderson shared another reason why she is hesitant to play Scully again, the sexist world she entered at the time, something that caught her off guard. I was expected to walk behind co-star David Duchovny when our characters walked up to the front doors of the people we were investigating. There were things that I rebelled against, Anderson said. Despite that, Anderson loved the idea of Scully and talked about why she was drawn to the role. I don't think it was as clear cut in my mind as being, oh, this is a feminine character, Anderson said. I think that it was before more of just, this is a woman that I haven't seen before on television, and she's so unique. The X-Files originally aired from 1993 to 2002, and the duo of Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny reprised their roles of Mulder and Scully, respectively, in the 2008 X-Files I Want to Believe film, a 10th season in 2016, and an 11th season 2 years later. And that's all the time for Hero Time this week. Thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of Hero Time. Join me again next week, where I keep you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your absolute hearing pleasure. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Phoenix Hero Time for the pop culture news I post. And if you want to catch up on this week's episode of Hero Time, listen to it again on Phoenix Radio Podcast. Thanks again for listening. My name is Russell, and for all the programs you love, keep it right to phoenixradio.com.au. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.